General Motors has announced plans to plug in to Tesla's electric vehicle charging network. It follows in the footsteps of Ford Motor, which is also partnering with Tesla on charging technology. Tesla, the electric vehicle industry leader, has a widespread network already and is continuing to expand it across the country. For a look at what all this means, let's hear from Robin Farzad. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, good to have you.
Hey there.
So these three companies, they're all rivals in the EV market, and yet Ford and GM will be using Tesla chargers for their cars. What's the benefit for these three companies in doing this?
They all have different benefits. Look, Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, he's also the owner of Twitter now. He can be nefarious if he wants, and he can keep squeezing it to the competitors or kicking sand in their eyes. But it makes sense for him to some degree to play nice at this point. One, because they are way behind him. Two, there are billions and billions, tens of billions of dollars in play from government assistance in terms of the infrastructure build out. And if you go look back at the history of kind of Coke and Pepsi, any business school professor would have told you that Pepsi was actually good for Coke. I mean, to have two in the market, just it's a rising tide that lifts all boats. And if you're going to incrementally help the sector, incrementally that EV dollar is going to go to Tesla. So it makes a lot of sense, to say nothing of the $3 or $4 billion they might net off the agreement Tesla within 10 years.
Right. I mean, we're talking about moving toward or closer to a universal charger for all electric vehicles. That seems to make sense, right?
It does. I mean, you think back to VHS and Betamax. You think back to cars at the beginning of the 20th century. And what if every gas station had a different hose or nozzle situation? You take for granted the things that you don't have to take for granted anymore, that you could really roll up to any gas station and fuel up your car. And people right now who are on the fence, who have range anxiety, who have infrastructure anxiety, because let's face it, the non-Tesla charging network has been kind of mediocre, and people have been unhappy. It's been uneven. There are wait times. There's a lot of, stuff's out of service. It doesn't sync with the app well. So if you are going to go out and even buy a Ford Mustang EV and then take for granted now that you could tap into a superior interstate highway system, if you will, that helps all the car makers.
Right. And stick with the consumers, the EV owners and folks who might be thinking of getting an EV. Is this going to bring the cost of EVs down in some way to have more chargers?
To the extent that GM is saying we can save hundreds of millions of dollars by not reinventing this on our own. CEO Mary Baer of GM said it's a key part of our strategy and important next step in quickly expanding access to fast chargers for our customers. Those hundreds of millions can go into different R&D, like right battery technology, bridging the gap between their vehicles and Tesla, which we know is several years ahead of the big 2.5.
Yeah. And Robin, I want to ask you about the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It included some $5 billion to help states install chargers along interstate highways. How far along are the plans for a nationwide network of charging stations in about the 20 seconds or so we have left?
It's so much in theory right now, not in practice, but the private sector players who've been pulling it off, Tesla is far and beyond. I mean, it bet the ranch on this network years ago. And I'm really curious to see the hotels and other gas stations and other businesses, roadside attractions, the Cracker Barrels who step up for some of these billions.
Really interesting stuff. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you so much.
My pleasure.